taking these opening moments of our practice to establish again a posture that is confident, that embodies confidence, even if we're not feeling it. So take a few moments to see what that is for you. And for most of us, to embody confidence, we usually need to have some feeling of groundedness. You might check that. That the posture feels balanced. Upright, yet with an open heart. And as if we're not daunted by life, we're not cowed by it, the head is erect. The eyes might be open, looking outwards or closed, but a sense of really taking a look at this life, this moment. And interestingly, too, when there's confidence in the body, it's often relaxed. Not always, but it certainly suits here. And so noticing if you can soften through the body from head to toe. And within this frame, can we also bring intentions of confidence? What does that mean? Perhaps it means remembering that you really do care about seeing clearly, having a wise attention. That you really do care about cultivating open-heartedness. That you really do care about living fully and appreciating this life. And so with posture and intentions of confidence, opening to breathing, perhaps some full breaths, and settling on feeling the breath however you like to feel it, particular spot, whole body. And practicing in the silence. The friendly, interested awareness. As we continue to practice mindfulness of breathing, we can check for any hindrances periodically with the simple questions, the general one, is there a struggle? May point to a hindrance. How's the attitude? May show wanting or not wanting, craving, clinging, or aversion. How's the energy? May uncover sloth and torpor, or its opposite, restlessness and worry. And we can also ask, how's the trust or the faith, or if you like, the commitment? When there's doubt, uncertainty, commitment to the practice, to being present, can be wobbly. In the presence of any hindrance, we might say, and name it, I see you, Mara, feel into it, perhaps necessary. And then abide again in mindfulness of breathing. All the while, we keep maintaining or returning to our postures of confidence, even if we don't feel it. as we continue to practice within this confident posture, intentions, feeling, breathing, we can start to open our awareness more. And noticing, if you will, hearing. And appreciating our capacity to hear, however well we can do that. Hearing one another, laughter, music. Appreciation too for seeing the beauty of this world, our loved ones, appreciation too for our sense of smell, the smell of spring, spring flowers. And our sense of taste, tasting our food. Opening into gratitude for the whole world of sensations of the body, internally and externally, feeling the body. And feeling the breathing and appreciating this breath of life. Along with the lungs, the heart keeping us alive, the kidneys filtering, the digestive system nourishing us, the brain running the whole operation, the many organs of the body. We can appreciate too our backs, the spine keeping us upright, and our upper extremities allowing us to take care of things, manipulate tools, touch one another. Care for ourselves. And lower extremities, walking, running, dancing, even the sitting. appreciating our bodies, and is there something about your body in particular that you appreciate, that feels strong, works well, you experience as lovely? So often we disparage our bodies. Can we notice what's good? Aware too of these hearts, these emotional hearts that have the capacity to be open, kind, compassionate, grateful. And this human mind that can awaken to life as it is, that can practice. Having gratitude for what the Tibetans call this precious human birth. And taking some time to let various relationships in your life show, and a nod, a bow of gratitude to these various relationships that have nurtured, that sustain us. Taking some time for that in the quiet. And letting appreciation expand to various life experiences, current ones, immediate past, remote past, just anything that bubbles up. A nod, a bow of gratitude. Thank you, thank you. And take another minute for that. And just noticing how it all sits with you. Noticing any shift in terms of hindrances, confidence, well-being. Remembering too that whatever has unfolded, you have practice and that always has merit. And we see what happens next time. And adding in some gratitude for this practice, for these teachings that can help us all be free. And resting in our confident postures with the breathing in these last few minutes. And dedicating any benefits of the practice, or just that you did practice, to your welfare and that of all lives you touch in this planet. May we all be free from hindrances. May we all be confident. May we all live from gratitude. May we all be joyful. May we all be free.